This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about anti-knowledge. I don't know if you've heard that term, but it starts with a discussion about censorship. And you might think censorship is about simply silencing the voices that the mainstream doesn't want the public to be able to hear or read or watch. It's really not about censorship alone. Censorship is just a method to achieve the real goal, which is anti-knowledge. The idea is that the establishment must fill the brains of the masses with things that are not true, but make them believe that they are true. This is where fact checkers come into play. So all the establishment fact checkers exist to call fictions facts, and then all truth will be labeled either a conspiracy theory or will be given five Pinocchios or what have you. So anything that's true will be labeled false. Anything that is fake but they want you to believe will be labeled a fact. And there are all kinds of different levels of this that go on through different organizations that then affirm the fake facts of the fake media, such as NewsGuard, for example, or Wikipedia. These organizations are out there to fraudulently launder false facts to turn them into real facts using techniques that I've described before, such as the so-called Wikipedia shuffle, which is how they insert a fake fact into Wikipedia, gets picked up by a media outlet. The media outlet cites Wikipedia, publishes it as a truth. Then Wikipedia scrubs the original false allegation and then cites the news outlet as the source now. So you have fake facts, different sources citing each other to claim that it's all authoritative and true. And then you have third-party operations like NewsGuard saying that all those fake facts are true. Meanwhile, everybody who's talking about the actual truth of any subject, you know, take your pick. Science, vaccines, medicine, chemotherapy, history, the Federal Reserve, 9/11, Area 51, you name it. Anything that is off limits, anyone who talks about those things will be labeled false. So the ultimate goal, as I said here, is anti-knowledge. It is to distance human beings from the knowledge of who they are, where they came from, and the reality in which they live. There is a mental prison that has been constructed for you, and you're living inside that mental prison. And again, they have to scrub anything that they don't want you to know, such as, for example, in the year 2013, the CDC scrubbed from its website the history of 98 million Americans being accidentally injected with cancer viruses through polio vaccines. The CDC used to admit that on their website. They scrubbed it in 2013. Now, if you think about it too, the entire pharmaceutical industry and the FDA is engaged in pushing anti-knowledge about health, medicine, and nutrition. They've got most people believing that nutrients are bad for you, but pharmaceuticals are good for you. This is what most people believe. This is why almost half of American adults are taking prescription drugs, but far less than half of American adults are taking nutritional supplements, because they have been taught with anti-knowledge to think that drugs are nutrients. They have been taught to think that, well, gosh, you can't survive without statin drugs. You can't survive without antidepressant drugs. You can't live without vaccines. And then they don't tell you that the real problem is you have nutritional deficiencies. You are lacking good, healthy food. You're lacking minerals. You're lacking phytonutrients. But you see, the anti-knowledge has obliterated that. There's also a lot of anti-knowledge about history, of course. You've never been taught the real version of history. You've never been taught even what money is. I mean, unless you've studied The Creature from Jekyll Island, unless you understand what happened in 1913 with the creation of the Federal Reserve and the privatization of the public money supply in the United States. See, you've never been taught this. You've never been taught what money is. No fiat currency is actually money. It's a replacement for money. It's a stand-in for money. It's surrogate money. you have been restricted from understanding so much about our universe and our place in it, about the origins of human beings, about the existence of intelligence that is outside our planet and our realm. You have been disallowed to learn any truth about the spiritual realm or God. This has all been yanked from your awareness and consciousness through the pushing of anti-knowledge. It's as George Carlin says, you've been taught just enough to run the machines. You've been turned into an obedient worker. Just enough knowledge to punch the cash registers and click the mouse button and do what you're told to do, but not enough information to challenge the system or think for yourself or realize who you are. Because who you are would shock the establishment if people woke up and realized that who you are is actually a divine super being. Your consciousness, your mind, is a super being inhabiting a body with a supercomputer, which is your nervous system, and a brain that can both receive and transmit information beyond the current laws of recognized physics. You are a receiver of information. You are a transmitter of information. You have the ability to navigate realities that are far beyond just this biochemical realm that you've been taught is everything. And it's interesting that even mainstream physicists will openly admit that they don't know what 96% of the universe is made of. I mean, they did the math and calculated all the atoms and all the molecules and all the masses in the entire cosmos to the best of their ability, and they came up with a grand total of 4%. The other 96%, they say, is, quote, dark matter and dark energy. That's a label they use because they have no freaking clue what it is. What you think is real, the 4%, is a tiny fraction of what's actually real. You are capable of so much more, but you're living in a world that is suppressed on purpose. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.